Welcome to the DrDavidMarlin.com Stable Science Podcast. I'm Dr. David Marlin, and along with a great team of experts, I'm helping horse owners and riders achieve optimal performance for their much-loved horses. In these podcasts, we will discuss science-led research, technology, information, and advice to help you care for your horses so they may live healthier, happier, and longer lives. To support the podcast and all our research and science for horses, go to our website, www.drdavidmarlin.com. And to learn more about what we do and the hot topics under discussion, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, my name is Dr. David Marlin, and in this podcast, I'm going to be talking to you about testing of saddle half pads. Now, if you were to Google saddle half pads or you go into a saddler's, you know there's going to be a huge amount of options to choose from. And manufacturers' claims can seem really convincing. So, for example, some of the ones I've come across talk about support, breathability, cushioning and protection. But some of these claims to me are, you know, not even possible and a little bit ridiculous. One that I've come across mentions the fact that the muscles along your horse's back can now loosen and tighten much more easily during your everyday training sessions. Really? Another one says superior shock absorption that distributes pressure evenly. Well, easy to write, but I'd like to see data to support that. Another one says its unique ability to cushion and protect. Again, you know, where's the evidence? Another one prevents any pressure around the withers and spine. I'd like to see the evidence. And finally, this is the most ridiculous one I've come across, removes the pressure caused by the saddle. To be honest, the only way you can remove the pressure caused by the saddle is to take the saddle off the horse. So how can we test saddle pads? Well, there's two ways, really. We can either test them under saddle, being ridden and used on real horses, or we can test them in the laboratory. Now, probably most people's immediate reaction is that the best is going to be testing them on the live horse. The problem is, imagine we want to test 15 different pads and we're going to have a sample of 8 horses to test them on. That would take us around 120 hours or 12 full days, sort of working around 10, 12 hours a day. Now, that is okay, but there are variables that can be hard to control with live horse testing, and these include variation between riders, variation between horses, different saddles, and the fact that horses don't always produce the same response every day. We call that day-to-day biological variation. And even with that, some types of pads do not suit some horses. It doesn't mean that those pads are necessarily poorly performing. Now, when we test in the lab, This testing has the advantage that all pads can be tested under identical condition, and it means that you can repeat this testing a week, month, a year later, and the results will be the same. And a pad that is poor at spreading the forces from the saddle and the rider weight, or from something that represents saddle and rider weight on the bench, if it's poor at doing that under a lab test, it's not going to be suddenly better at doing it when on a live horse. So let's have a look at why saddle pads might be used. Of course, fashion accessory is one. They look good. Everyone else uses them. But then what about keeping the saddle clean? That's a very good reason. What about wicking away sweat so that your horse's back isn't sort of slippery and the pad and saddle are not going to slip around? Potentially improving saddle fit, reducing saddle movement, and distributing the rider and saddle forces evenly. Now, the last two, reducing saddle movement and distributing rider and saddle forces, are things we can actually test fairly easily in the lab. And you probably will have been familiar with saddle pressure mat diagrams, which show we put a pad that has sensors in under the saddle and we can measure the distribution of pressure. And in fact, this is something we can use in a lab test. So we can measure how much a pad grips. In the lab, we can measure how well a pad distributes weight, either when still or when moving. We can measure wicking and we can measure insulation. How much does the pad heat up your horse's back? Because in some circumstances, you might want a pad that heats your horse's back up. In others, maybe you don't. So we've got a number of tests that we've developed. And the first one I'm going to talk to you about is what we call a static pressure test. And for this, we have our bench, we put the pressure mat that is going to measure the pressure directly on the bench, and then on top of that, we put the pad that we are going to test. And on top of that, we put a 15 kilogram rubber medicine ball. Now, probably you're asking, well, why 15 kilograms? Well, the interesting thing is that the amount of contact a 15 kilogram rubber medicine ball makes with the pressure mat underneath is about an area of 150 centimeters squared. And if the weight is 15, that translates to an average pressure of 10 kilopascals. And that is effectively a scaled down version of a rider and saddle on a horse's back. That would be the sort of pressure we would expect if we had a rider and saddle on a horse. So what we can do from that is we can record these pressure map images and we can see how well the pad that we're testing evens out the spread, the pressure of the ball across the mat. And what we're looking for is we can't get rid of pressure, but we can distribute it as evenly as possible and we can reduce peaks. And that we can very clearly see, and we can also measure this, as say, with the pressure mapping system. Now, the second type of test we do is what we call a dynamic pressure test. This is equivalent to the rider moving up and down in the saddle. And we drop, in this case, a lower weight, 1 kilogram from 1 meter. And again, question is, well, why a kilogram and why 1 meter? Well, because we know that doing that will result in peak pressures of around sort of 70 to 90 kPa, kilopascals. And those are pressures that we could see during canter gallop in a horse with a poorly fitting saddle. And the difference here with the dynamic test is that we actually look to see how the pressure changes over the time that the 1 kilogram medicine ball is dropped onto the mat. And we see with this that it's all over within probably 400/500 of a second. And in fact, the peak, when we have no pad, the peak in pressure happens around 1/100 of a second into the contact of the ball with the mat. Now, if we put a pad on, we tend to see that the pads will reduce the peak pressure. Some do it better than others, and they spread the pressure over time. So the peak actually comes later into the contact with the mat. Now, one of the other things we can do is we can measure, as we said, how insulating different saddle pads are. And to do this, we have the workbench again. And this time, instead of the pressure mat, we put a heating pad on the bench. And on top of that, we put the pad that we're testing. And we do this in a room that's at a controlled temperature, around 20, 21 degrees. Now, we then put temperature sensors on top of the heating pad, but below the half pad. And then we put one on top of the half pad. Now, imagine if we measure the temperature of the heating pad, we typically make around 42 degrees centigrade. That's because 42, 43, that would be the sort of temperature that we would get to underneath the saddle. If there's a small difference between the temperature underneath the pad and on top of the pad, that means the saddle pad, the half pad, isn't very insulating and is allowing the heat out. On the other hand, if we have a big temperature difference, let's say it's 42 on top of the heating pad and only 22 on top of the half pad, that's a massive difference, 20 degrees. That means the half pad has a lot of insulation and is keeping the heat in. Now, I'm not going to give you too many results on insulation, because essentially by looking at a pad, you can pretty much tell how insulating it's going to be. So something like the VIP pad or the Acovelo, for example, are very low insulating, whereas thick pads, for example, the Lemur Pro Lambskin, can be very, very high insulating. So essentially, the thicker the pad, and unless it's got something like holes in it, it's going to be pretty insulating.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The next thing I want to talk about that we test is grip. And if you think about a racing car, that would have high grip. It's got big tyres, they're sticky, there's a lot of contact with the track. If you think of a family car with thinner tyres and on, let's say, on a wet road, that is actually low grip. So we can actually measure grip. And the way that we do this is, again, picture the bench. We put a piece of cowhide onto the bench and secure it. Now, we don't use horse hide. Cowhide is a pretty good substitute. And on top of the cowhide, we put the pad that we're going to test the grip of. And on top of that pad, we put a 5 kilogram weight. Now, that gives us an average pressure between the half pad and the cowhide of about 4.5 kilopascals, which is a typical sort of pressure we'd expect. We then pull the pad across the cowhide, but between what we're pulling and the pad, we have what's called a force transducer, and that measures how much force we're exerting on the pad to try and pull it across the cowhide. And what we see is that the force goes up until the point at which the pad starts to move. And at that point, the pull has overcome the grip or the friction, if you like, of the pad. So the more force we have to use to move the pad, the higher the grip is. So that's an outline of the test. What I'm going to present today in this podcast are the results on the static test, the dynamic test, and the grip test, and then have a look at the price of some of these as well. Now, we tested 12 different... No, we didn't. We tested 15. I'm not sure where I got 12 from. We tested 15 different pads. So I'm going to run through these quickly for you. Okay, the Acovelo non-slip shaped gel pad, the Animo W pad SP7 shock absorbing pad, Equitex Horse River all-purpose saddle pad, that's the only one that's not a half pad, Lemur Sports Grip memory half pad, Lemur Pro Lambskin half pad, Lemur X Grip silicon half pad, a Matty's fully lined half pad, Newmed High Wither wall half pad, Ogilvy memory foam dressage pad, ProLite GP Relief, a reindeer fur shaped pad, a VIP pad original, a Weatherbeater memory foam comfort half pad, and finally a Winderen half pad dressage comfort 18mm. Wow. Okay, the results. Well, in terms of the static test, the top three were the Equitex, the Ogilvy, and the Animo W pad. On these tests, the bottom three were the Weatherbeater, the ProLite, and the Acovelo. And if you're really interested in this, I suggest go and have a look at the website or having a look at our webinar, our video, recorded video, which gives you a lot more detail and you can see the full set of results. Now, what this means is that the Equitex, which came top in this test, reduced the average pressure on the pressure mat compared to nothing by about 88-89%. And even the Acovelo, which came lowest, still actually reduced the pressure compared to no pad by 57%. And when it came to the dynamic test, there were the top four were the Ogilvy, the Animo W pad, the Lemur X Grip Silicon, and the Equitex. And really not very much to choose in between those. And in fact, also the Lemur Pro Lambskin, which was ranked fifth in that test, did pretty well. And again, in terms of reduction in pressure, all of those pads are reducing the peak pressure compared with no pad at all by 80 to around about 93%. Now, finally, when we look at grip, it took 1 kilogram to pull the weight across the cowhide with nothing on at all. And the most grippy one was the Lemur Sports Grip, which was 13 times more grippy. Now, a lot of the pads were in the range of less than 2 kilos, so didn't have a lot of grip. And we don't really know what is the ideal grip. We would probably say some grip somewhere in the middle, like, you know, Ogilvy, Equitex, Reindeer, possibly the VIP original. Some horses like the grip, some don't seem to like the grip. So this is just something really you have to find out what your horse likes. Now, a couple of things to talk about that are really important to consider when thinking about saddle pads. Firstly is non-memory foam versus memory foam. When we compress non-memory foam, the foam is compressed and it distributes the force, which reduces the pressure going through onto the horse. When you take that weight off, the foam immediately recovers. Now, the difference with memory foam is that as it's first compressed, it does exactly the same as non-memory foam and distributes the force, reducing the pressure. but depending on the type of memory foam, it may not fully recover its shape before it's loaded again. And if this happens over a number of cycles, the foam becomes more and more compressed and offers less and less false dissipation, meaning that potentially the pressures on the horse's back would increase. And this would be a really good reason why you would want to do a dynamic test with repeated loading under saddle to understand what would be happening with a memory foam pad. As I say, there are different types of memory foam. Some are quite responsive, respond quite and bounce back quite quickly. Others take quite a long time. Another thing to consider that's really important with any pad that you're using is to ensure that you have good clearance over the T10, T13 region of the spine. That's sort of just over the withers sort of area. And the reason for this is that research by Russell McKechnie-Guire, Mark Fisher, Rachel Murray has shown that horses really don't like pressure in that area. So it's important to ensure that you have that spinal clearance when you fit the pad, but also actually after you've been riding for a little while to get off and have a look and just check that the pad hasn't slipped down over the withers. So when we put all this together and we look at the final results, taking into account the static test, the dynamic test and the grip, the top three are the Equitex, the Ogilvy and the Animo W pad. The bottom three were Horse, Weatherbeater and Acavello. Now that doesn't mean, as I've said, that these pads aren't going to suit some horses. But, you know, if you're looking for something that's got moderate grip and good false dissipation, then, you know, it's worth looking at these results and considering this. In terms of what these pads are going to cost you, the interesting thing is that the Windrun pad, which was the most expensive, was ranked 6. But the next three most expensive, between £160 and £180, were ranked 1, 2 and 3. So maybe it is a case of you get what you pay for. So, sort of summing up now, what should you be looking for in choosing a half pad? You want good static force distribution. You want good dynamic force distribution. You want a large contact area of the pad with your horse's back, because the more contact area you have, the more evenly the pressure should be distributed. You want good clearance between T10 and T13 in the wither area. You want, I would say, moderate grip. That's still a little bit that we don't really have good data, but that I don't think you want something that slips, and I don't think you want something that necessarily grips really tightly. Although, again, there could be individual horse preference. And I would say look for evidence that the manufacturers have done some testing. Anyone can, write claims saying, the best pad in the world, or protects the horse's back, or superior, all those words that are used. But look to see if they have actually put their money where their mouth is and done some testing. And then finally, last two points I want to make. It's unlikely that there is one single pad that will suit all horses for all saddles and all riders. It's sometimes just a question of trying different pads to see what works out best. And my final point is any saddle pad that you use should be fitted by your qualified saddle fitter. Because if your qualified saddle fitter fits your saddle without a pad and then you buy a pad and fit it yourself, you are potentially undoing your saddle fitter's work. So please have a dialogue with your saddle fitter and ideally have them come and check if you've made any changes, including saddle pads. Come and get your saddle fitter to check that the saddle still fits. Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast and the Stable Science series. If you want to learn more about this topic and our work, head over to the drdavidmarlin.com website. Our website and community of members discuss a wide breadth of topics, and the website houses thousands of articles, webinars, videos and research, all designed to help horse owners, riders, trainers and breeders achieve optimal performance for their much-loved horses. The drdavidmarlin.com site is an independent information resource for all equestrians, a source of unbiased, science-based research. To learn more about what we do and the hot topics under discussion, follow us on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter.